President, Captain Jeremiah Dent.
We're coming over here to put you like a picture of the flags. This is our formal one. We usually get it. Stand right here around. Look out, this hands are not full. We'll get one seated too, please. Let me sit right here. Sorry to keep you waiting. I had to sign some bills.
Can't imagine.
Now, man, you know, you got it.
The reason was not just the need to maintain the credibility of the United States, but
stood by its allies and therefore be respected by its enemies. And of course, it's very important for the Chinese to know that if, for example, we had not stood by a small country like South Vietnam, when they called our hand, that what we do, by our word, if you work on anything, and the great power struggle in this tremendously intricate game we're playing, and it's more than a game between the Chinese and the Russians, I'm sure you, as a student,
I'm not as up to date on the Chinese-Russian things as I should be.
Are we able to
think between them?
Yeah, well, you can imagine that the whole game we've been playing in the last year has adversity If it does not break a man, it's Franklin's. If it does not break, it breaks money, it's Franklin's, others. So I think the country, and I'm talking about others, I'm considering that the country perhaps has a, if not a stake in all of you, because of the fact that you're coming back the way you did, heads high, saluted, proud, made us realize, well, maybe, just maybe, we didn't have any mission about Vietnam. If we had bugged out just to get you back, you couldn't have walked off that plane that way. Because you know, I think that's true.
That's exactly right.
Now, the other side of the point is that the question is,
but you know, a lot of things have happened since you fellows have been gone. You need to know about the balance of power in the world, what our policy is, and so forth and so on.
We've missed it, that's right, we've missed it.
Yeah, and, but I meant that you are all men from the service. Do you think they would like to, at least spend about an hour and a week so that you come for, until you get something other than this?
That's right, that would make it something less than that.
Doesn't our acres, what we have, I must have, see, because there's a great number, the dining only seats 100, you know, that's in this place. And even if we were to put 200 other together, we'd be on them all together. So what we're going to do, I think, is this next, put a big tent outside. And have everybody have a tent, and we're going to, the White House there. Fine style,
waterfront.
But they're going to stop you and have you all come in through the White House so that everybody can stand on the two of them. And we would greet each other in the blue room. And then let everybody that wanted to tour the upstairs, the family quarters, and the rest. And then come out outside and now, one small thing I haven't mentioned, but I also want to ask you. That's the question of the dress. The normal thing of that sort of thing is a black tie. I thought that what we would suggest, I think the ladies like to dress up.
Oh, sure.
I think we should say to the ladies, long dresses, and for the men, their uniforms.
That'd be all right. Sure. Well, we have dress with them.
Would you have them, though, or would some of you not?
Some of the junior people would have the uniform, which would
they have to buy anything. Wouldn't the uniform be the nice way to do it?
Most of us.
Make a real party of it.
I'm sure 95% of us, at least our senior, know that we're still departing with their uniform.
Yeah.
To need that formal uniform anyway, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So I think that would be the way to go.
Well, let me say, then we thought we'd have a very pleasant dinner. I mean, and so put you at, we would try to arrange some tables, round tables, you know, so that everybody could talk.
Yes, sir.
And then afterwards, we thought, I think I'm going to get a pre-rendering. Everybody wants to entertain you in the whole world, and you'll have a lot of that to run by years. But this should be for, we don't put on an anthology or anything like that, but we thought we would do a mature party. We thought we might get Bob Hope to come in, because he used to do all those things for Vietnam.
Yes.
And make it his last show. And have old Bob, we'd also add a few other stars, but he'd be the MC. How's that sound?
Wonderful, because he has a soft spot in all of our
lives. He loves them all, but if we get him, we got a whole Les Brown's orchestra dancing and so forth. Does that sound all right?
Sure. Dream.
Well, so much for that. The thing that I was...
I didn't mean to cut off your answering your question about where we found it, but I did want to make the... You asked how we found the strength, and I said, well, I can't tell you anything.
But basically,
I can tell you plenty of details, but I don't really want to. We were tortured a number of times and stuff. There was nothing for it.
No.
Well, if you really want, I imagine Robbie told you about that.
He told me about some of the he said he exercised. He said, did you do that too?
When I tried. Yes, Robbie had pulled out of the program early because of his notoriety, as you know.
Sure.
He was famous before he was shut down, so they kind of isolated him. They didn't go to quite as much trouble as I said. First line and then the next five. So you have five columns, five lines. And you identify which column and which line by the number of tabs, like B would be the first line, second one over, so that's B. We had that now. But we found that if we want to communicate with the man about three cells, we were in torture, and we couldn't make that much noise, we tried coughing those sounds. Well, mother C takes five coughs for this column, five over, so that's 10 coughs, and we get on that pretty quick. I made the system, and I it took me about 4 years. But I wanted to have one natural...
4 years.
One natural sound, which gave you the column, and one natural sound that gave you the line, like, is D. Instead of having five, you know, just one gave you one sound, one distinct, discrete sound, gave you the line, and another distinct sound gave you the column. And that was an interesting thing. And they were so embarrassed by our ability to think something like that up, they wouldn't lower themselves to admit to us that they realized we were creating that way. So they were able to get away with that one pretty much on those things. We had a hard go, sir. But what I wanted to express to you, if I could, is not just thanks for getting us home. I don't mean to be so conceited, but I have some feel for international affairs, and I feel never in our recent history, and I don't want to know about our foreign history, has there been a time when the president has had such a difficult job with the nation falling apart under maybe I'm exaggerating something. But appearing even to the hair office, I think, to do that. It certainly appears that way to me. There's some things I want to do. But to take the lonely path that you took, and not only biting the bullet on the ear to do the thing, but a lot of other things that you've done, and not only you know, us and the country, but the world. I believe that history will say that.
Turning away from
great people. And I thought those plans came for, say, World War I or various forces. But nevertheless, having the Germans turned away and peaceful pursuits is important. Now, these people, whether it could work, I don't know.
Yes,
but I do know this. If we don't have this tool, what other tool do we have? Well, we can threaten, look, we'll bomb you again.
Okay.
But that's an idle threat. Mm-hmm. It's not totally idle, mm-hmm. because they think I'm a little, shall we say, crazy.
That's right.
Which is good.
Sir.
Oh, that's good. You see, one of the things about the left wingers here, they people in the, none of you can imagine, not going into a country, you might hear this or something, but the period of December was pretty tough.
It's right here. If you want to know how we survived, it was just by installing credibility in their mind that we were a little irrational, but they would have to take our lives to get us to do what they wanted, because they thought we were a little crazy, just the way they think you were.
Is that right?
We can deal with them, say, we had to put that on the line. You've got to take more from us than you're willing to.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make that one simply, because that's a good one. Go ahead, I
see
it in your mind.
Well, it's a funny thing that, you know, the liberals, the coloring people, et cetera, and so forth, they're keeping me at the newspapers, and they're saying, the president's gone mad, taking a little.